President Bush today began a major push for a national missile defense system. He said such a shield is necessary to protect the U.S. and its allies against threats such as terrorists and minor powers that are developing weapons of mass destruction. In a 20-minute speech at the National Defense University in Washington, the president revealed no specifics, no timetable for development, and no projected cost. Instead, he said it's time to move beyond current nuclear defense strategies and the current missile defense treaty, now that the Cold War is over. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
20 years ago, Ronald Reagan responded to a hot phase of the Cold War by proposing a space-based anti-missile system he said could shield the U.S. from a massive Soviet missile launch. Today, President Bush used the end of the Cold War to justify his plans for a far more modest land and sea-based system.
The wall is gone, and so is the Soviet Union. Today's Russia is not yesterday's Soviet Union. Its government is no longer communist. Its president is elected.
President Bush says the U.S. needs a national missile defense system because of threats posed not by another superpower, but by minor powers or even terrorists.
This is still a dangerous world, a less certain, a less predictable one. More nations have nuclear weapons, and still more have nuclear aspirations. Many have chemical and biological weapons.
The president cited Iraq's Saddam Hussein by name today, but he said there are many nations whose leaders are gripped by what Mr. Bush called a hatred of the United States, of democracy, and of individual liberty.
Unlike the Cold War, today's most urgent threat stems not from thousands of ballistic missiles in the Soviet hands, but from a small number of missiles in the hands of these states. States for whom terror and blackmail are a way of life.
Still, President Bush's speech today raised more questions than it answered about what he wants to see in a missile defense system. There are technological obstacles. Less than a year ago, President Clinton said the technology was not advanced enough to rely upon, even as a limited shield. There are questions of affordability, and critics of such a system point out it can't detect a bomb that's not launched through the air, but instead is smuggled into the country, say in the hull of a ship entering New York Harbor. Then there are big questions regarding how other nations will react. European and Asian allies have not supported such a system, nor has Russia, because it would be a violation of the 1972 Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. President Bush has already started lobbying foreign leaders on the topic, and today he called Russian President Vladimir Putin to give him advance word of the speech he was planning. This afternoon, the president made the case that the ABM treaty is outdated.
This treaty ignores the fundamental breakthroughs in technology during the last 30 years. It prohibits us from exploring all options for defending against the threats that face us, our allies, and other countries. That's why we should work together to replace this treaty with a new framework.
The president stressed today that the U.S. is still committed to reducing nuclear weapons as proposed in the ABM treaty, but he also made it clear he wanted the U.S. to move forward with its own anti-missile system, with or without the support of other countries. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.